And it is time now for our weekly or a daily morning devotional, what we call the Morning Munch. And joining this week from Moms in Prayer, we have Lynette Taylor. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's get some spiritual food. Give us the word this morning.
Okay, thank you. We're going to look at how God fills us up, the world stuff that we can be filled with. But today we want to talk about how God fills us up. And sometimes it feels like everything wants to squelch or swallow up what God is doing. Maybe God's work gets buried or lost in busyness. But the truth is that God fills us. And the other week I was kind of overwhelmed by my schedule and everything being so full. We think summer is going to be a little easier and feeling like there wasn't going to be enough time to get everything done. And I remembered that God fills. And if we look at creation, when he spoke it all into existence, then he filled it. So his plans and his purposes, they always go forth. God causes fruit, multiplication, and growth. So we have in the book of 1 Kings 17, the story of Elijah. And this was a time when there was a drought. Elijah was doing what he was supposed to be doing. And God sent him by a brook and commanded, you know, he was going to drink from the brook, and he commanded the ravens to feed him. But then something happened, and the brook, as the drought was taking place, the brook dried up. So there Elijah was doing what he was supposed to be doing, but the brook dried up. And so what did God do but send him to a widow? And the widow had very little. She told him, she says, as the Lord God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, a little oil in a jar. See, I'm gathering in a couple sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. So this widow had no hope and didn't have enough of what she thought was supply. But Elijah told her to go in, don't be afraid, make that cake, bring some out, and that she would have enough. And then in verse 14 it says, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. And we know that that's what happened, and she was supplied enough. So looking at that, we're going to jump to the New Testament and look at our theme verse for Moms in Prayer for the next two school years. And it comes from Romans 15, verse 13. And it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we look at the word fill, the definition, it means to make replete. And I had to look up the word replete because I didn't really know what that meant. So the dictionary definition of that is to fill up fully or abundantly provided or filled, abundantly fed, complete. So the word fill literally means to cram, level up a hollow, or figuratively to furnish, satisfy, finish a task. And when you think of God being a God of hope, and as he is the source of our hope, that he is the one who fills us with all joy and peace as we trust in him or believe, so that we can abound or overflow with hope. Some versions say abound, some say overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We do not have to despair.
Nice word. Great. Okay. Fill ourselves up with God all day today. We got you started, but it's up to you guys to fill up the rest of the day. Could you pray for us?
Sure. Father, we just praise you that you are the source of hope. You are the one who fills us, and we never lack anything, whether it's a material need, spiritually, you've provided. You are our source of hope. You are the one who fills us with joy and peace as we trust in you. And we pray that as we go forth in our day, that we will be filled with your joy and your peace as we believe and trust in who you are by the power of your Holy Spirit, so that we may abound and overflow with hope. And we ask this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lynette Taylor from Moms in Prayer bringing us the Morning Munch. Tell us about Moms in Prayer.
Okay. Moms in Prayer are moms gathering for 1 hour each week to pray for their children, the teachers, and the schools that they attend. So right now you may not be thinking too much about school, but it's going to be coming around the corner. And we want moms to know that they can have an impact on their children's lives even while they're at school, that they can pray for them and the teachers and the school. God hears and answers and He works mightily through our prayers.
And if someone has a desire to join you in prayer for our schools on a regular basis, what do they need to do?
The easiest way is just to go to Moms in Prayer website, www.momsinprayer.org. And we also have a back to school impact gathering coming up. And this is at New Life Church in Gahanna, Ohio. And you're going to hear some awesome testimonies from moms about God working mightily. And that encourages us to gather and to pray when we hear how God is working.
So if people want to come to that event, is it just for moms or can anybody come? And what do they need to do to, where can they find out more information? And they do they have to pre-register or anything?
Yeah, we do want you to pre-register. So the easiest way, I think, would be to go to oh@momsinprayer.org, or you can go to the New Life Church's website, which is www.enewlife.com, and click on their events, and then you'll see the Back to School Prayer Impact gathering there.
So if there's someone that can't make it to Gahanna but wants to be involved again, what do they need to do?
You can either contact me at oh@momsinprayer.org or go to the Moms in Prayer website, which is www.momsinprayer.org.
All right. Well, everyone, they got the school supplies out so at the store, so hey, might as well start praying.
Yep,
now
time,
for the school year.
Absolutely. There's lots to be praying for.
All right. Well, looking forward to having you back all week long, Lynette, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.